Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Whenever you hear Hall & Oates, means we're going to Broad Street, talk to our friend Mr. Dave Zangaro, covers the Eagles for NBC Sports Philadelphia. You can give him a follow at DZangaro NBCS.
Great music town, bro.
Dave's a dear friend of the program. What's up, Davey Z? How we doing?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
Doing good, Dave. What's happening with you, brother?
What's up with the Eagles, dude? How's everything going up there?
They are 4-1 and the sky is falling. No,
it's pretty remarkable how it goes, dude.
You guys know the way Philly is sometimes. There's a high expectation, a high standard this year. They've won some games, but they haven't really played to that standard yet. So there's a little bit of angst right now, especially offensively. They just haven't been clicking the way they want to click. Fair to say that happened last year too, and then things ended up working out pretty well for them. So, we got to just see which way this one goes, because they got through four really tough games with wins to start their season, like really tough games. Yeah. On the road at Arrowhead, facing the Rams, who gave them a great test in the playoffs, facing the Bucks in Tampa, where they've had kind of some nightmares before, and they had the Cowboys in the opener, always a tougher game in the division. So they get through that 4-0, and you think, okay, they just have to figure it out, and they'll be okay. And then they finally lose a game against the Broncos, a game they had no business losing. And all of a sudden, it's like, okay, it's time to get right. And lo and behold, they play the Giants tonight, so they have a chance to do that.
Is the running game just a little slower than it was last year? Because it seemed to be more explosive last year.
Yeah, it's a problem right now, because the run game was just so effective last year. And I don't think it's Saquon. You know, when a running back has that level of touches in a season, you worry about, what's he going to be the next year? Well, yeah. I don't think we've really seen the signs from Saquon that he's slowed down. I think it's more about the offensive line right now. And in hindsight, you know, we talk so much about the effects a big season like that can have on a running back. We don't really talk about the effects it can have on an offensive line, because those are the guys taking the hits every single time they run the football, and they like running the ball, offensive linemen do, but there might be some attrition this year. I think they've been a little banged up front, and all those big holes that were there for Saquon last year, those have really dried up. Last year he was leading the league, you know, by a wide margin in yards before contact. That's not there right now. Those holes aren't there. So it's a big problem with their offense, because everything they did last year was kind of predicated on the idea that they were just going to bully you up front, and they're not able to do that right now.
So it seems like when they do run the ball, the receivers are mad. They're not getting – I don't know. I've known enough NFL receivers that I try to – I've learned to, like, limit my reaction to their reactions, because sometimes they're just reactionary people. But the A.J. Brown stuff doesn't seem to ever be going away. And I thought the on-field behavior on the last play against the Broncos was pretty damn weird. Maybe he's just trying to make a play, but it seemed overly aggressive with his own teammate right there. What have those guys said kind of in the days since that loss to the Broncos? And what do you make of A.J. Brown overall?
Yeah, there's a lot there, right? So receivers are receivers. We all know them, right? They want the football. And it's a weird position, because you're so dependent on other things going the way for you that it needs to go, and you're kind of out there just – you know, sometimes you're out there getting cardio, and it can be a lonely place to be. And I think last year the receivers were able to put their egos to the side, because they were winning so much and because the run game was so good. It kind of goes back to the run game. You know, A.J. Brown last year, he wants the football. Devontae Smith wants the football. But it's hard to argue against a 2,000-yard rusher, right? Like, everything offensively fed through that. So I think they were more willing to buy in. This year, what you're seeing is the run game is not as effective. And, you know, if you're A.J. Brown, if you're Devontae Smith, you're thinking, well, throw me the ball. I can help. I'm a great player. And I think that's kind of where it all stems from. And A.J. is an emotional guy. Sometimes he can't get out of his own way. You know, like a couple of weeks ago, he doesn't talk to the reporters after the game. I get it. Sometimes he needs some cool down period. But then he goes and he fires off a tweet and he starts off a storm, you know, and sometimes he can't help himself. I will tell you that Devontae Smith wants the football just as much as A.J. Brown. He just is able to keep it inside the building a little bit better. And, you know, I think that's probably the better way to go about it if you're worried about your image in the city, because A.J. Brown's image has taken a little bit of a hit over the last couple of weeks. But, look, you know, even you look at last week, Devontae Smith has a huge game, right? He has 114 yards receiving, big shot play down the sideline. He gets that because A.J. Brown draws Patrick Surtain. Like, he's still that good. So you can't lose sight of that. I know people in this city were like, man, Devontae's just the number one. We don't even need A.J. And you go, well, no, you do. It's like, look what's actually happening on the field. It's something they have to figure out. It seems like they took some strides toward everyone being on the same page this year between A.J., Jalen Hurts, and Saquon Barkley. They sat down for a meeting this week, and not like anything official, but just to try to talk some things through, because right now the offense is a work in progress, and that's the way you fix the drama, is you just make the product on the field better.
Now you can fix the drama if when he goes over the top, instead of stop running after he gets past the guy, keep running, he would have caught that pass and had probably 100 yards receiving as well.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, and that was one
his job to talk to the media after the game. If he's not hurt, he talks to the media.
I'm with
you. There are some guys that have done that. AJ's not alone in not talking.
Yeah, but
they're illegal.
They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Sure. And he did talk to us after the Broncos game. The weird thing was, you know, we all saw that on that route that he, you know, he did get rerouted a little bit by the outside backer, but I don't know. He had time to regroup. He got past the safety and then stopped. It was kind of a weird moment. He clearly didn't think the ball was coming his way, so he didn't run it out. And that's not great. You want to see the player run it out, because we've seen before, like, especially with this quarterback, he has the ability to buy time. And, you know, the scramble drills in this last game were just atrocious from everyone. They have to be better at that stuff, because you have a quarterback who can extend plays. You have to be ready for the football, you know, 7 seconds after the ball snapped. That's just the way things go in this offense. And if you're not, you end up with a play that looks that bad.
How much of this is on the coordinator change? This dude, Petullo, is basically just Sirianni's buddy. They've been together every step of the way.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
You see what Steichen's doing with Indy. Kellen Moore left. You know, they just got their first win, but that Saints team is terrible. I see Philly is 30th in yards gained, but they still are scoring. They're 12th in points scored. How much of this offensive?
Yeah, they're red zone. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the tush push helps them, right? Like, if they get short yardage, they're going to get it.
But the defense gets turnovers. They don't have very long to go.
How much of it do you put on the coordinator?
And they're still good in the red zone. Yeah, the coordinator right now, Kevin Petullo, is like, he's kind of public enemy number one in Eagles land. And look, some of it's fair.
Dangerous place to be.
You know, like, some of it is fair. Like, I don't think he's done a particularly good job, but a lot of the issues we've seen offensively have predated him. Like, some of these things we've talked about before. Some of it's new, some of it isn't. Even last year, you know, we look at the 2024 season through, like, rose-colored glasses in Philly, but the offense underperformed for a lot of that season, and it just so happened that they did what they needed to do in the biggest games, and that counts, obviously, more. But, you know, we were talking in December that the passing game wasn't good enough, so it wasn't like everything was just firing on all cylinders the entire season last year, but Petula needs to be better. And I think a lot of the stuff when we talk about like design and scheme, a lot of that isn't on him, quite honestly. They're running what Nick Sirianni wants them to run. They're running what Jalen Hurts wants them to run. The issue I have with Petula is his sequencing of plays in games. I just don't think it's been good enough. And you guys have been around play callers, right? Like, some guys just have a knack for the sequencing of it. They have a knack for knowing what to call, when to call it, when to go back to a play, when to not go back to a play. And we just haven't seen that from him yet. And that's honestly a little surprising just because he has been around this team for so long. He's been around Jalen so long. I thought he'd have a better feel for it. Maybe it'll come. It's just not there right now.
That, all that said, are the Giants the perfect answer to what ails Philadelphia tonight? What do you expect to see tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think the Giants are very good. So you have it's kind of a perfect situation for the Eagles. They lose their first game in like a calendar year, and then they're back on the field on a short week playing maybe the worst team in the NFL. If they don't win this one convincingly, I think then it's a big issue. And it's not just this game. They have three games before the bye. It goes Giants, Vikings, Giants. So, you know, it's right there in front of them. They can't look at those three games. I can look at them and go, yeah, I mean, they can be 7-1, maybe at worst 6-2 going into the bye week. It's still a really good place for them to be.
Yeah. Dave, thank you for the time,
buddy.
Enjoy tonight.
All right, fellas. Take care.
All right, man.
That's our friend Dave Zangaro from NBC Sports Philadelphia. Give him a follow at DZangaro, NBCS. Check out the Eagle Eye podcast with Dave and Ruben Frank. Dave does a great job. I'm guessing if you're listening to me and B, you're probably not an Eagles fan, but it's always good to know what's happening in Philly. Trust me, Dave's one of the best. Give him a follow.
Figure it out.
Here's what we got a lot planned for today. Obviously, we wanted to take a look at that matchup tonight. John Walton's going to join us at noon to kind of recap everything that happened with the Caps last night. We are going to open these phone lines up. Simple question when we return. Can you root for the Giants tonight against the Eagles? Because that might be what's best for Washington. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, you need to turn to Rude. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best. And they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
The best part with the Rude system is it's whisper quiet. You're not going to have any of that loud noises in the middle of the night. No more interruptions, just peace of mind. They do it through the variable speed compressor that ensures precise temperature and humidity control, which lets your Rude system operate efficiently even in the most extreme conditions. It's comfort and performance perfectly balanced. B, you also got to tell them about the cash, man. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Check out Rude.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Talking about Rude, R-U-U-D, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rude,
it ain't right.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.